From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Oil prices continue to surge on the ongoing violence in Libya, where forces loyal to leader Muammar Gaddafi continue their crackdown on demonstrators fighting to oust the longtime ruler. And we are seeing it play out in U.S. stocks, where the Dow has fallen below the 12,000 mark. It's at 11,994, having fallen more than 100 points, or nearly 1%. And the NASDAQ is off 11 points at 2,712. The European Union is working to evacuate thousands of European citizens from Libya. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels. Military assets may be used.
The effort to bring an estimated 5,000 to 6,000 EU nationals home from Libya is marshaling resources usually deployed in humanitarian disasters, such as major earthquakes or fires. The European Civil Protection Mechanism has been activated, putting Brussels in charge of coordinating what military and civilian assets EU governments could contribute to a possible evacuation mission. European Commission spokesman Raphael Brigandi says some Europeans should be getting out soon, though, thanks to help from Beijing.
There is a vessel which is actually coordinated by China, which has made 500 places available for EU citizens.
Brigandi says about 1,000 EU nationals are stranded in Benghazi, the city where the anti-government rebellion began, now completely cut off from air traffic. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The Swiss government is freezing assets belonging to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi or his associates in light of the Libyan government's crackdown on protesters. Switzerland recently froze the Swiss assets of the ousted leaders of Tunisia and Egypt. A Saudi man who attended college in the U.S. is in federal custody on charges that he planned to blow up dams, nuclear plants, or the Texas home of former President George W. Bush. Today, the Justice Department announced agents had arrested Khalid Ali M. Al-Dosari yesterday. The Pentagon's expected to announce the winner of a heated competition to build the next generation of Air Force refueling tankers. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports it's the latest in a 10-year procurement saga mired in politics and controversy.
The European parent firm of Airbus is up against Chicago-based Boeing for the $35 billion contract. The Air Force has been trying for a decade to replace its aging fleet of tankers that refuel aircraft in midair. This is the third round. A 2004 deal with Boeing collapsed amid an ethics scandal, and in 2008, the Pentagon canceled the contract with Airbus and Northrop Grumman after Boeing challenged the award. Northrop later dropped out. Airbus would assemble its tankers in Mobile, Alabama. Boeing would make them in Washington State. The competition has evolved into a regional battle, pitting the Gulf Coast against states with a Boeing presence. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The Dow's down 103 points, nearly 1% at 12,002. This is NPR. Wisconsin's Republican leadership is turning up the heat on the state's Senate Democrats, who left Wisconsin days ago to avoid a vote on collective bargaining. This morning, the Republican majority Senate convened and ordered a call of the House that allowed Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald to dispatch state patrol officers to the homes of senators who were absent. Fitzgerald says the officers cannot arrest the missing senators, but he's hoping at least one Democrat will be persuaded to return to the Senate. Republicans need a minimum of 20 state lawmakers present in order to vote on a measure that calls for an end to collective bargaining rights for most state workers. Federal health officials say care of stroke patients is improving in U.S. hospitals, but NPR's Richard Knox reports there's room for more improvement.
Deaths among Americans hospitalized for the most common kind of stroke, caused by a blood clot in the brain, went down a bit in 2009 from 6% to 5%. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says this is probably because more patients are receiving a clot-busting drug within hours of their first symptoms. Also, there's been steady progress in patients who get what the CDC calls defect-free care, care that's free of mistakes. Still, a third or more of stroke patients don't get the best care, the study says, and the death rate for patients who have a stroke caused by brain hemorrhage actually went up over a five-year period. The study involves several hundred hospitals, mostly smaller institutions, where the majority of stroke patients go. 800,000 Americans suffer strokes every year. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Strong auto sales in the U.S. and China are credited with General Motors' fourth quarter earnings boom. It posted a net profit of $510 million in the last months of 2010. This is NPR.